Is there any biologic reason to think that patients with poor risk disease would respond to a different spectrum of agents than a good risk disease?
Yeah. Getting back to the work done at the Renal Spore at Harvard with Mike Atkins and colleagues, they demonstrated that the P10 phospho-AKT mTOR pathway was important in defining, in a molecular sense, these poor risk patients. And so from that perspective, it seems like mTOR would be a more sensible target. And so, yes, one would think. Less of these patients appear to have a classic renal cell von Hippel-Lindau mutated or methylated genotype and phenotype. And so they may not have the hypoxic phenotype, which has been characterized quite well in the last few days, with obviously elevated VEGF, elevated hypoxia markers like carbonic anhydrase 9, which has been developed at UCLA and is currently being tested prospectively, and alteration to cell cycle markers that make kidney cancer entirely different from anything else, so that a hypoxia marker in the cell cycle is elevation of cyclin D1, which in kidney tumors correlates with a better outcome. Well, in every other cancer where cyclin D1 is up, particularly breast, head and neck, or lung cancer, it's a bad thing. A hypoxia in kidney cancer tumors is a good thing. In other tumors, it's a bad thing. So kidney cancer is sort of the 180 degree around type thing, probably because of its reliance in this area. Presentation on behalf of the Cleveland Clinic and UCSF looking at von Hippel-Lindau status yesterday in the podium session from Tony Chieri showed that we still have a lot to learn about that. And the phenotypic and genotypic issues related to von Hippel-Lindau can predict outcome to certain therapies. And they had a good size set, but it was all hypothesis driven. And it may be that in the future, we actually do an analysis of these markers on patients and say, listen, you do not have a hypoxic phenotype. You're part of another group. And it seems like more of the people that fit into that other group are actually the poor risk patients that don't seem to respond to the more direct VEGF and platelet-derived growth factor pathway inhibition that you get with our two TKIs and appear to do better with the mTOR effect, which is an effect to inhibit VEGF through hypoxia-inducible factor and also cell cycle regulation, certainly through c-MEK and also seemingly through cyclins D and E. So different molecular factors appear to be important. Whether they'll play out into the clinic for the community oncologist is something that we really need to test.